Random House Audio presents Elizabeth the Queen, The Life of a Modern Monarch by Sally Bedell Smith. Read for you by Rosalind Landor, with a preface read by the author.
This is the author, Sally Bedell Smith. Preface. At the end of the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton on April 29, 2011, the radiant couple turned before walking down the aisle at Westminster Abbey and stood before his grandparents, Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip. The newlyweds were celebrated for their romantic love match and for the young prince's determination to marry his soulmate, despite her being a commoner, having neither royal nor aristocratic origins. The bride and groom gave a low curtsy and neck bow to the queen, who looked sturdy and stoic, at age 85. She signaled her approval with an almost imperceptible nod. 72 years earlier, the queen had made a similarly independent decision about love. When she was only 13, on the first afternoon she spent with 18-year-old Prince Philip of Greece, a strikingly handsome but impecunious British naval officer in training, Elizabeth fell in love. 8 years later, they married under the same Gothic arches of Westminster Abbey. While everything else in the life of Lilibet, as she was called, was laid out for her, she made the most important decision on her own, against the wishes of her mother, who preferred a titled English aristocrat. "She never looked at anyone else," said Elizabeth's cousin Margaret Rhodes. It was a sign of remarkable certitude on the part of then-Princess Elizabeth, not to mention strength.